is Wrecked, the bonus episode where I either recommend a book or I wreck it. I'm Karina Pereira, and on today's episode, I bring you Clap When You Land by Elizabeth Azevedo. I think it has gotten to a point where, more than recommending or wrecking a book, I'm mostly talking about books that I like and I would like to read here. Especially because if you follow me on Instagram, I have already talked there about most of the books I eventually bring to this bonus episode. But I think this is a great place to bring to the spotlight books that I enjoy, more so than focusing on books that I dislike. Although, do not be fooled, I do have a small list of books I didn't like very much, or I didn't connect with, that I still think it's worth talking about. So when you see me wrecking a book, please note that it may be more of a this didn't work for me, but I still see value in it, than actually I hate this book. This also gives me more freedom to talk about books without feeling bad for tearing them down, especially when reading and books are such a personal thing, and one book can totally work for one person and not for another. It very often has more to do with the people reading the book than the book itself. This said, Clap When You Land is a definite recommendation. I had never read anything by Azevedo, but I had started with The Fire on High on audiobook and I liked what I read. I didn't finish it because I had other non-fiction books I wanted to read first, and because I thought I would enjoy With The Fire on High better if I read it in print. But it always got me curious about the author, so when Clap When You Land came out, I got myself a copy and I loved it. For those who haven't yet heard about the book, this is a story about two sisters who don't know of each other's existence until an accident happens. Basically, their father has one family in the States and another in the Dominican Republic. So he spends most of the year in the United States because his main family, so wife and one daughter, live in the USA. And then he spends 3 months of the year, usually the summer months, in Dominican Republic, where he only has his other daughter and his sister-in-law. Or actually, not sister-in-law, but the sister of his first wife, who is now dead. The father dies in an airplane crash, and from then on, you see both sisters struggling with their grief and the news, not only of the father's death and what that means to them personally, but also with the news that there is another completely secret family until then, somewhere else. I really like the fact that this book is written as some sort of poetry text, the same style of Poet X, also written by the author, so it's easy and quick to read, but very rich, filled with loads of melancholy throughout, even before the accident, and it's so, so beautiful. So if you have a chance to put your hands on a copy, don't hesitate. And if you have read it, feel free to come and talk to me about it on Instagram, because I love talking to people about books. In 2 weeks, I will be posting another episode, a regular episode rather than a bonus, so don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss anything. And if you enjoy the podcast, I would really appreciate a review or a comment, just so that I know there's someone out there listening to this and it's not, you know, just me talking to an empty wall. If you want to get in touch, you can find all of my social media on Linktree/Karina Pereira. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.